When I put in the earpieces and goggles the first time, it was crazy. It feels so believable, says Anna Taylor, 32, of her visit to a virtual reality VR arcade. The whole experience of being immersed in a compelling virtual world is incredible. Anna has since visited the East London Arcade many times, at first alone and then with others. But despite her enthusiasm for gaming, she won't be buying her own virtual reality headset. I wouldn't invest in buying virtual reality applications for home, she explains. It's fine to play more of a basic game when you are playing with other people, and because it's brand new, there are more layers of excitement. But when you're playing on your own, you want the quality you are used to. As a keen gamer, Anna should be part of the core audience for at-home VR entertainment. But her lack of interest is pretty common, and it means that virtual reality headsets have yet to take off. Many big-name adopters have abandoned their VR projects. Google recently halted sales of Daydream, its VR headset, admitting that there just hasn't been the broad consumer or developer adoption we had hoped. And there were few big VR announcements at CES, the annual trade show for consumer electronics, which got underway this week. However, PlayStation did announce it has sold 5 million VR headsets since launch in 2016. And one space in which virtual reality is thriving is group entertainment. By its nature, VR offers a gateway to a shared world, and in a group setting, everyone gets change from £20 rather than shelling out hundreds for a headset. East London VR arcade Otherworld launched last year. It already sees 1,000 visitors a week through its doors, 60% of whom are female and half aged 25 to 34. Millennials are spending their income more and more on shared experience over consumption, says co-founder Chris Adams. Otherworld's immersion rooms provide the space and technology for a hyper-real, undisturbed journey into virtual reality which cannot be achieved at home. Simon Windsor, who runs immersive media firm Hammerhead VR, has also largely kept away from the personal entertainment market. Hammerhead uses VR to create a spectacle for big audiences in the worlds of entertainment, sport and business, alongside company training. Simon helped create Madonna's hologram performance at the 2019 Billboard Music Awards and captured Anthony Joshua's boxing moves for Sky viewers, alongside providing training for companies like Pearson.